Hey, this is Walt Tirico. I said that from Talking Baseball on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader. For my predictions, we will start in the AL West, and I'm going to keep this short and simple. It's the Houston Astros. Even after losing Carlos Correa, they have a significant talent gap between everyone in that division. I'm going with Dusty and the Houston Astros. Now, the AL Central, the Twins, they will put up a strong fight per usual, but this is the White Sox division to lose, sporting a lineup that has Tim Anderson, Luis Robert, Eloy Jimenez, the list goes on. Follow that up with having one of the best pitching staffs in all of baseball. Anything short of a World Series will be a disappointment on the South side. Finally, the AL East. I'm going with the Toronto Blue Jays, who now have the second best odds to win the World Series, only behind the Los Angeles Dodgers. They have a solid rotation to help along the way. The Blue Jays are the team to beat in the AL East. Now, moving on to the National League, we will start out with the NL East. Look, the Mets had a good offseason, bringing in Max Scherzer and Starlin Marte, along with others. But Jacob deGrom, once again, looking like he will miss some time to start the year. I'm giving the division to the Braves. Yes, they no longer have Freddie Freeman, I understand that, but they now have Matt Olson, they have Marcell Ozuna coming back, and some guy named Ronald Acuna Jr. coming back to help that Braves team start their title defense. In the National League Central, now, I'm a strong believer in arms get the job done. If you have strong pitching, you can go a long way. And the Brewers have no shortage of arms in that starting rotation and in the bullpen, having one of the best staffs in all of baseball. Now we have come to the moment of the wild, wild NL West, where your reigning division champion, San Francisco Giants, look to build off of a historic 107 win season, only to be met by the powerhouse LA Dodgers. I do have the Giants making the playoffs. Hear me out, but it's not in the form of winning the division. Look, the Dodgers may have one of the best lineups that we will ever see in the game of baseball. The Giants will hang tough by playing matchups and having a strong pitching staff. We know that. They have proven that they can hang with the big boys. As for the Dodgers, you know what they say. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Dodgers winning the division, Giants going to the postseason, and let's get some more October baseball in the city by the bay. Now back talking baseball on KNBR 104.5, 680, the sports leader.